Hey, No Stroke listeners. David and I appreciate you taking some time out of your day to listen to this episode. If you find our podcast valuable, we ask that you consider supporting us with a small monthly donation. You could head over to nostrokepod.com to become a supporter of the show and help David and I continue to create content for listeners in our stroke community around the globe. Now let's get to today's episode.
This is the No Stroke Podcast with your co-hosts, David Dansereau and Michael Garrow, helping you to support and thrive in life after stroke. Their podcast is designed for educational and community support purposes only and should not replace medical treatment and guidance of your own health professional team.
Okay, we're back with another Snapcast. How's things, Mike? How the legs after the weekend run?
You know what? Recovery was better than I thought. Just a 5K and having a beer after really did the trick.
Yeah. You were making me nervous. You and Meg and the family were cutting it close to race time. So you didn't really have a chance to stretch, right? You didn't bring
what
we learned.
No. It was a long trip up from Connecticut, but we made it in the nick of time. And I think when Meg and I got back in the car, we said that is the cap on how far I think we're going to be able to travel for a 5K again.
Yeah.
Poor Meg's back was locked up in the car.
You didn't bring the massage gun, but you got it done. We had a great time, meeting up again with the Saya group and Jenna from Fit to Function. And, I just want to add quickly because, one of the biggest, highlights in addition to sitting down and meeting your families and again getting everyone together was a young stroke survivor from the SIA group who's currently working with Jenna as well came up, and either we were branding, like, and again, thank you for the shirt I'm wearing this morning, and she said, she gave us some great feedback, and she said, I was recently made aware of your podcast from Jenna and listening to her episode. And then she's been following since. And she said, after the first episode, it really, I stopped in my tracks when I was out on a walk because she said I was in tears. And she said, finally, someone gets me. So, kudos, Mike. Yeah. And Kristen, that made my year, honestly, for the work we do.
Yeah, it was special. And, hearing that feedback, seeing Kate and her no stroke as well. It's cool what we're building here. So, yeah, we just wanted to come on quickly. Last episode, Dr. Kimberly gave a brilliant overview of the technology, of the real life application that she's used through research and now in practice with the paired VNS. Now we're going to hear from a stroke survivor who's gone through this treatment. Tim did a great job to really bring us through his story with stroke and the impact that it's had on, obviously, his family life. I know you two had a very similar experience from an age perspective and young kids at home when you both had your stroke.
Yeah, so that would be part two, releasing that next week, and excited to bring you Tim and his story. Just a quick housekeeping, Mike, because we've been on a cadence of keeping these Snapcasts under 10 or around there. So two new things. Well, first, a shout out to our ongoing show supporter with Worry and a new show supporter, Meg. So thank you for that. And how to use fan mail, which is, if you've been on the show notes, you'll see there's a chime in, text us, Mike. And we had someone reach out to us. We needed some clarification because we can't text back right now. It's designed to be a quick way of telling us we're doing something good. If you want to see something on the show, or you disagree even, and you want to, you want us to include more of something or point of view or a different focus. Do you happen to have the last, all we get is individuals' last four text numbers. And we know this person was interested in telling their story. So yeah. I think we have a
region that they're from. So Rochester, Minnesota.
Okay.
And the last four digits were 2242.
Okay, so we dropped the fan mail feature kind of quickly. It's kind of just something that we'll use it in the future for for feedback and maybe even contests. But right now, for the individual that may be listening today, reach out through nostrokepod.com or hit us up again on the fan mail, the text feature, but leave your contact information if you want to reply.
All right. So yeah, next episode with Tim is going to be coming out about a, I think midweek. So, you know, week of the 20th, stay tuned for part two of our series here with Vivastim and Stroke Awareness Month.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the No Stroke Podcast. Be sure to tune in each week for more knowledge on stroke recovery in the brain with tips, technology, and interesting stroke thriver interviews where they share their success to enable you on your own healing journey. Make sure to hit the follow button on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to our show. Mike and I will love to ask you to rate and review our show to enable us to grow our audience. Please check the show notes to follow us on social so you can connect and reach out to find more about advertising with us or becoming a guest on our show. Until next time, stay well, keep the faith, and keep moving forward.